Today, we're talking about Holy Spirit and the focus, his agenda. Just in my prayer that I closed off this campground little area that we were just in, let me just go back, because kind of like what Shannon was saying this morning, it wasn't just a time that was just a filler. I didn't have this planned. I didn't have the plan. It's not in my notes that we have a campground and that the Holy Spirit. Just see those things for what they are, spiritual and supernatural. Supernatural because we took a few moments to listen for what Almighty God wanted to say to us. In your prayer closet, if you have one, if you don't, watch War Room and you'll start having a prayer closet, that movie War Room. But if you have a prayer closet, when you walk in there, in that physical room, something spiritual is going to happen in there. Something supernatural is going to happen. If you don't have a closet, you use your car to and from work. When you go in that car, you sit and you start driving, something spiritual and supernatural is happening. Look at it that way. It's not just, oh, I'm just in the car and I'm just talking to God. Why do we downplay some of these things? You know, and so as Jesus was speaking to the people, it just went right over their head because they weren't really able to understand that. But the Holy Spirit is wanting us to see, look, we need to take in, eat some of God's word, take him into our lives. That's one of the things about communion. When we partake of the bread and the wine, that we are partaking of what Jesus has done for us and that we are waiting for him to return, as scripture says. And so John chapter 16, verse 25 through 15. We're going to read that. And again, like I said, Holy Spirit's agenda is our focus today. His agenda is to do the will of our Heavenly Father. And we find that here in verse 12. Let's start reading. John 16, 12 says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Not he'll guide you about all truth. You can know a lot about something, but not until you start walking in it. He will guide you into all truth. Just that one word might revolutionize some of your thinking and your living. He wants to guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Therefore, I said that he's talking about Holy Spirit, will take of mine and declare it to you. Father, we just thank you for your word today. We pray, Father, that your revelation comes, that we would apply, know how to apply your word and that nugget of truth that you give us today, that we'll be able to apply it to our lives. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to chop up this little passage of scripture. Verse 12, Jesus says, there are many more things that I want to say to you. I still have many things to say. He says this, but you cannot bear them now. So he's saying, I really want to tell you some more things, but it's just not the time. It's not time right now. Sometimes God doesn't share us the whole thing, but he shares us a little bit. He allows us to look through a little small lens of what's going on because he sees the whole picture. He sees the end. He's already at the end. He's just waiting for us to get there. But when he says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And then as I was reading it, I go to verse 13 and I'm like, so I guess the things that he's about to say, they're able to bear them. Because he begins to tell them about the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's agenda. So thus, what he's about to say, they can bear it, they can receive it if they choose to, if they choose not to. And so he says, I still have many more things to say, but yet Jesus continued to speak. And as he continued to speak, those were the things that they were able to bear, able to hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. So Jesus begins to teach. He begins to tell them. It is inevitable that this Holy Spirit will come. Jesus says in verse 13, however, when he, talking about Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, he gives them a little title or an adjective, kind of like, you know, if you see some aunt or uncle, maybe some of you cousins and brothers and sisters have kind of labeled aunt and uncle a certain name. Certain things that have been addressed about that aunt or uncle. Maybe they're a loudmouth. Maybe, you know, I have a lot of them in my family. So he says it's inevitable. Holy Spirit will come. He was defined as being the Spirit of truth. You see, the Holy Spirit has this agenda. And as I mentioned before, guiding us into all truth. We can't just know about it. You can know scripture. You can know how to say a certain prayer. You can know where to find Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. We've met in the past when we were youth pastors, a certain teenager. He didn't know how to find John 3:16. You give him the Bible, you give him the book, he wouldn't be able to find John 3:16. But there are people that are very easily, without tabs, okay, without tabs, they're able to find John 3:16 within a few seconds. But it's not just the fact that you know about it. Are you walking into it? Are you walking in it? And so Holy Spirit will help us to learn and help us to walk into a life of truth. So when Jesus says the Spirit will come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. I just want to mention this. How many of you, if you know the person there in this room, don't point at him, but how many of you have ever been involved in a gossip session? Not talking about today, maybe in the past, you know, when you were younger, in a gossip session. You can know that this one person has the 411 on such and such subject. If you wanted to know what was going on, you would ask so-and-so. Anybody know anybody or knew anybody like that? All right. Okay. Only a couple of you. All right. So that person who was the gossiper always had the 411, may not have had all the facts straight, but that wasn't the part, right? It was just the fact that they had a story. Didn't really matter if it was facts or not, but just hearsay. That was the good stuff. But the Holy Spirit's not like that. The Holy Spirit doesn't share lies or half-truths to us about God or about Jesus. And as Jesus was saying in this passage, Holy Spirit will share or declare to you all that is mine. So all that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us today is Jesus's. It's God's. And how dare any one of us say, well, I just don't have the time. I got to be somewhere else. My mind is somewhere else, and I'm just going to let my mind drift there. Where we need to learn to lasso those thoughts, reel them back in, and actually force ourselves, as Shannon was saying this morning, actually put ourselves under subjection to say, no, I will listen to what the Spirit has to say. So when we look at it in this way, the Holy Spirit, it will guide us into truth because he will not speak on his own. Then whose authority is he speaking on? The Father's. Because everything that he is going to reveal to us comes from the Father. It is from the Father, and it is from our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, when Jesus says that he will reveal these things to you, kind of makes us, I don't know about you, but makes me feel a little bit more of a heel that I wanted to watch that game a little bit longer, or I wanted to go here, or I wanted to sleep a little bit longer instead of staying up later and praying, or instead of actually reading my scripture verses for the day. I think I'll wait till Saturday and Sunday to catch up. Don't have that mentality, because then sooner or later, it's going to be, I'll wait till next week. I got a whole week. I'll catch up. And then sooner or later, you're no longer reading. Anybody ever experienced that? I mean, it's almost like a diet, but even worse, because this is spiritual. This is spiritual. And so the Holy Spirit is inevitable that he's going to come, Jesus is saying. He's the Spirit of truth. He wants to guide us into all truth. He comes not in his authority, but in the authority of the Father to reveal to us the things that the Father has so that we can learn what's about to happen, what's to come, to learn and to walk into this life of truth, and that the authority is the Father's. I'm not sure about you, but I want to walk in the authority that God has for me. See, God has some things for you that he wants you to learn. He wants you to know. He wants you to experience. And you're going to learn them. You're going to know them. You're going to experience them, not on your own strength, but by the authority that he's going to place upon you. I'm not sure how many of you, that banner has just melted into the wall that you don't even see it. But I purposely touch it every week and pray on that banner. And I pray that all of the church would understand that the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus was saying that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to, and all these things, those were the things that Jesus did. Do you know that that hasn't stopped? Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ desires that we would follow suit and follow him, that we would preach the gospel to the poor, that we would heal the brokenhearted, that we would preach deliverance to the captives, that we would preach restoration of sight to the blind, that we would liberate those who are oppressed, that we would proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord? That work is not finished. God desires that we do that. But we can only do that in the authority that God gives us, that we walk in. And so I want to walk this authority that we're able to speak in. I'm not sure about you, but how many of you want to speak into certain situations with God's authority? That God leads you to speak into a certain situation and you say, I rebuke that fear upon that family of whatever they're going through, and that you speak over them, that they'll look to the Lord Jesus Christ, that Holy Spirit will remind them of God's word, and it just rises up within you to actually say this. It's not a horoscope, or it's not from a fortune cookie. It's from the Spirit of God that rises up within you, and you are able to speak into things, into situations. There are people that you probably live with or live by or work with that they need to hear a word from God. But if we as followers are not in tune and are not listening and not actually wanting to speak in the authority, we're not going to speak those things that God wants us to speak to people. But I want to walk in that authority. I want to walk in the authority that we're able to stand on God's word no matter what's going on. I'm able to stand in this, and I'm going to stand on firm ground. How am I doing that? Because I know the Romans road, five scriptures? No, because the Holy Spirit that's leading, guiding me in the truth and telling me what to stand on, that regardless of what anybody says, I'm going to stand on God's truth, and I'm standing in his authority. I'm standing with his Holy Spirit, this authority that we're able to walk in the power and the authority of God, that which Jesus started. I'm not sure about you, but I want to continue it. I want to continue it. You see, the things that we hear, that the Holy Spirit hears, comes from God, and the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. And it's not hearsay, it's not gossip, it's the truth, because he guides us into all truth. And the things that he'll tell us comes from God. He wants us to go here. He wants us to go there. He wants us to sacrifice this. He wants us to give up that. And all of this, why? For what? For what purpose? Because God has a plan. Right now, we don't have internet right now. And so I thought, oh, great, that blows up my illustration. But how many of you have ever, anybody that you want to, has an iPhone? Okay, if you have an iPhone, it's not Alexa, it's Siri. Anybody ever ask Siri something? Anybody want to just share what you've asked Siri? What did you ask Siri, Bill? Recently. Okay. What was on the text message? Anybody else? You asked Siri something. How about Alexa? Did Alexa turn on the light for you this morning? Okay. Did Alexa turn the radio on for you? Okay. I mean, you know, all right. So, you know, certain things like Google, Siri, Alexa, or maybe you have an Echo, whatever new search assistant you have, they respond to your request. And I started thinking, where do they get that information from? They get that information from different sources of information. If you want to know hey, what's that movie with Tom Selleck and so-and-so? And so, you know, they tell you the name of the movie. You see, it receives information that's being requested from various sources. Alexa isn't real. Okay? Echo is not a real person. Actually, Alexa, I found out that the voice is generated, Alexa's voice is generated from text-to-speech. And also our artificial intelligence technology. And so that's how they got it. So it's not a real lady behind, you know, sitting at a switchboard, you know, listening to everybody. Alexa doesn't have that ability. What'd you say? It's not. It doesn't have that ability. Nor does Google. Google doesn't have that ability. See, when we come to God, we ask him, he knows all. And he doesn't lead us in the wrong direction, and he doesn't have wrong dates. And I actually saw something, and I haven't done it yet, so I'm not sure if you have, but I saw it on Facebook, and there were two tape measures. One tape measure had an inch at a certain measurement. The other tape measure had 1 inch, a little bit shorter. And I thought, man, there's a lot of buildings that are not being built the same length, you know? But I thought, how is that? Like, you know, that's just, you know, something like in our world. I mean, I thought all tape measures were the same. Not these two. One came from probably some Bobo's store or something. But the 1 inch was off. It was off. And that matters when you're actually building, does it not? And so you know, if you get all of your information from Wikipedia, I'm giving you a warning, you might get some false information. But see, Holy Spirit, this is totally different. Holy Spirit's source is God the Father. Holy Spirit's source is our Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit will declare, deliver, reveal, give, lead, guide, teach all of us in truth, God's truth. And that's the Holy Spirit's agenda, to lead us, to teach us, to encourage us, to convict us, to correct us, to edify us with truth, in truth. Verse 14, it says to glorify the Father and the Son, a task that Holy Spirit does so well that you on your best day would not be able to do this. On your best, glorious, holiest, I've not done anything wrong today in the last 5 seconds. And holy, you still would not be able to do what Holy Spirit can do. And it glorifies the Father and the Son. And he takes all of what's the Lord's and declares it to us. That word declare in the Greek is, I'm going to jack it up, but anagelo, to make known, report good tidings. And I thought that's what those shepherds did in the field that one day when angels came. It says the angels said that they come to bring good tidings. And what did the shepherds do? They received from God the Father. They went to go see. And then as they saw that the baby was in the manger, then they went back rejoicing and they began to tell other people what? Good tidings. What were they doing? They were doing what the Holy Spirit does for us all the time. If we're listening, if we're actually listening, he reveals to us, that's his agenda, to reveal to us what the Father has. And again, I'm not sure if you need to take a few moments, say, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, but I have not been listening to you intently as I need to. All that you're trying to tell me, all that you're trying to reveal to me is what the Father wants me to know, is what the Father wants me to see, is what the Father wants me to do, is where the Father wants me to go. Holy Spirit, help me. You see, the Holy Spirit does this spiritually and supernaturally. I don't think any of us have an actual phone that comes from actual Holy Spirit that is actually a telephone service directly from heaven. None of us have that. None of us have emails that the Holy Spirit sends to us. This happens supernaturally, that he speaks into us. And the Spirit that God gave us when we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, when the Holy Spirit that we were baptized with and the information that he wants to reveal to us and the things that he's wanting to share with us, and when that just confirms with the Spirit that's already within us and that confirms with Scripture, man, that is just so good when that happens. Verse 15, all things that the Father has are the Lord's. So what the Spirit of truth, Holy Spirit, reveals and declares comes from God. I'm not sure if you've ever were given a gift. Let me encourage you with this. If you're ever given a gift by somebody, don't refuse it. And you might say, well, yeah, but you don't understand. If someone's giving you a gift, don't refuse it. That person needs to learn how to give just as you need to learn how to receive. And it goes both ways. I'm not sure how many of you have ever done that. So I don't know, but I just felt led to say this. If someone is wanting to give you something, don't refuse it. That person needs to give. Now, I have no idea what connections or what they have, you know, in their minds for the purpose of reasoning or giving. But people need to learn how to give just as you need to learn how to receive. Because the moment that you're like, well, I don't want to receive it, what are you saying? You're too good? You don't need it? You don't want it? I think the more that we actually do this, we actually do this more to the Holy Spirit than we realize. When God is trying to give us something, I'm unworthy. I'm just not there. Oh, God, you want me to go in there and tell him what? No, I can't. What do we always, or not always, but as a reaction, end up doing? We pass the buck, or we look at ourselves and we think we're not that good. When the Holy Spirit is wanting to give us something, not based on his authority, but the authority that comes from the Father, and everything that he's wanting to give us doesn't come from him, comes from the Father. So therefore, what he's wanting to give us, God wants to give us. God wants us to receive. God wants us to see it. God wants us to understand it. He wants us to walk in that. It is vital that we place our ears and our hearts and our lives in the right position in order to hear from the Holy Spirit. How many of you have ever sat in a restaurant and you're sitting in the restaurant and it's daytime, then all of a sudden somebody from across the room opens up the blinds or just twists that little thing and opens up the blinds and all of a sudden the sunlight just hits you. And you're like, man, I got to move from here because the sunlight's hit me right here. The sun has just hit me right in my eye. We have to position ourselves in a right place to receive what the Holy Spirit is wanting us to say. And I'm not sure about you, but we can get so caught up in life that I got to do this, or I choose to do that, I choose to watch this. And all of these things that's going on in the course of the last few weeks, I have tried my best to turn the TV off or try to flip to something else or not go on my phone or not just listen to that. We have to actually position ourselves in the right place to position or align or line up with the right frequency or angle. Shannon sometimes doesn't like when I do this, but when we're driving and I'm listening to something and, you know, I just want to keep listening to it. Just a little bit of static and Shannon's like, switch, you know, change the channel. I don't want to listen to that static. But I'm like past the static. I'm just listening to the song or the people talking, just a little bit of static, and she just wants to change the channel or change the station. And so we have to actually align ourselves with the right frequency to receive the divine transmission that the Father is desiring to transmit to us. Let's go to John chapter 16, verse 8. And so the Holy Spirit's agenda is to declare to the world, unbelievers and believers alike, the Holy Spirit wants to declare this truth, God's truth. You see, the Holy Spirit wants to warn, he wants to convict the sinner unto repentance. It's like if you ever had a cake or something on your nose or on your mouth or on your lip, and someone who really cares about you actually says, hey, you have a little something right here. Before you walk out of the house and you got something on your face, the Holy Spirit is there to warn you, to convict you, to say, hey, that attitude is wrong. Hey, that is sin. Hey, you know what? You need to spend some more time in prayer. Holy Spirit convicts, and especially to the sinner, he convicts them for repentance. Holy Spirit never convicts to make himself feel good because he's not doing this on his own authority, but the authority of the Father. So he convicts the sinners. He convicts us to repentance, to reveal of the sin in our lives and that there is hope of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit encourages. He reminds. Anybody ever been reminded by the Holy Spirit of something that you need to do, something that you need to let go of, something that he said to you last week, a scripture verse? You see, he reminds believers of the righteous standard of living, living in Christ, alive in Christ. For Christ is no longer on earth because he ascended. So the Holy Spirit reminds us how to live in righteousness, how to walk into truth. Just earlier today, someone was sharing about, I think we can all experience this, of how we need to make sure we show Jesus. We can fall into a certain situation, and as this person was sharing their story, I'll share my story of being frustrated because I went to a certain fast food place, came back home, and my order was wrong. And I could relate to this person sharing their story of how they were frustrated, but you know what? They didn't let it get to them, and they didn't throw the food back in their face like you see on YouTube sometimes, people throwing food at the drive-thru. Please don't do that. Because that seriously does not show Jesus Christ. But I share that because the Holy Spirit reminds us of a standard that Jesus has set. And we need to walk in that standard. We need to walk by his righteousness. We get to, not because we're all that great, we get to walk in this righteousness because of Jesus, who is our Savior. And so we need to make sure that we reflect who Jesus is. And the Holy Spirit helps us to do that. Holy Spirit declares to the world of the judgment that is to come, that of all creation, you have been given notice there is a wrath to come. And the judgment for those who do not believe in Christ, to them it is sin. Verse 9 of John 16, 9, Jesus kind of added on to verse 8, and it is sin for those that do not believe in the Son. And the Holy Spirit does this. And what a great team that we could be on with the Holy Spirit when he's revealing to us every day the things that the Father wants us to know, the things that the Father wants us to learn, the things that the Father wants us to apply to our life, the things that the Father wants to remind to us. That what he spoke yesterday or what he spoke last week. Listen, I have no idea how many of you take notes or go back on the video and rewatch old past sermons, and I'm not offended if you do or you don't, but it's on you, just like it is on me, all of us, that we have to go back and, Lord, what are you saying to me? Lord, how do you want me to live? Lord, what are you wanting me to do? And then placing ourselves with the right frequency and the right angle and the right aim so the Holy Spirit can speak to us and we're able to listen. Have you ever remained quiet long enough to allow the Spirit of God to lead your decision? I mean, the Holy Spirit led us today, and that wasn't planned. I'm telling you, seriously, that was not planned. But have you aligned yourself long enough even to know how to pray? You can know about a situation that somebody posted on H-Tag News for a certain prayer request, and then you start praying. Let me encourage you with something. That's good that you start praying. Because I will not put praying, I will not comment on it if I am not already praying. So once I comment on it praying, I am already praying, I've started, or as soon as I hit send, I'm already praying. Just to let you know, because I got convicted many times before when I would put praying and the Holy Spirit would say, what are you doing now? You put praying a little while ago, go back to it. It says 5M, that means 5 minutes ago, Rick, you said praying, you haven't prayed yet. And I got convicted by that. So now every time I type in praying, I am praying in that moment, or as soon as I hit send, I am starting to pray. But how many of us actually think that we really know how to pray? I mean, you've been living for God for 5 years. You're a great prayer. Give some time for the Holy Spirit to lead you to pray. I know it's a good reaction. Someone says, hey, can you pray for my mom? Hey, can you pray for this situation? Hey, I put an application in. Can you pray that I get this job? And what's the common reaction? Yeah, brother, we'll pray. Yeah, sister, we'll pray. Lord, I just pray for so-and-so to get that. Lord, I just pray for so-and-so to be healed. And Lord, I just pray for so-and-so's salvation. But take some time. Again, aligning ourselves, lining up in the right frequency and the light. Some of you guys know old TVs. You guys know what I'm talking about, you know, with the antenna. You guys know. Align yourself so that you hear Holy Spirit say, all right, you know what? That was a nice quick prayer, but you know what? 30 seconds ain't cutting it. You really want to pray? You really mean what you just said? Let's go ahead and take another 30. Let's go ahead and take another 2 minutes and praying. I received this app link that I put it on H-Tag News for the men, and I started doing this, not faithfully, there's a couple of times, but it's a time that's on my phone to notify me, it's an alarm, notifies me to have a time of quietness, to just have a time, and one is 1 minute. Once you do several 1 minute sessions with the Holy Spirit, and it opens up, it unlocks 3 minutes, then it unlocks for 5 minutes. And I'm not sure if there's any more than that. But there's a person, I forgot the guy's name, but he's an author and well-known, and name just left me. But for that 1 minute, he starts saying certain things that he asks you to repeat, and you just sit in there quiet, and it gives you time for the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, it works, because the Holy Spirit will throw things into my mind of some scriptures and some things, even personal things, that I'm taking to the Lord. And all it is, I mean, how many of you seriously don't have a minute? Wait a minute. You seriously don't have 3 minutes to align yourself, to ask the Holy Spirit, lead me, ask God, what do you have for me? Say, God, I give everything. One of them is, Jesus, I give you everything and everyone to you. I give everything and everyone to you, Lord Jesus. And it's just a time. And at first I was like, that's kind of weird. But when I just sat there to tune in to what the Holy Spirit might be telling me, wanting to tell me, because it's not coming from Him, it's coming from the Father. And again, when you look at it this way, why would I not give the Holy Spirit time to reveal and tell me and encourage me or remind me or convict me of some things when it's not coming just from Him, it's coming from the Father? So why is whatever else that I have planned become so much more important than 1 minute, 3 minutes, or 5 minutes, or just, you know, maybe 2.5 minutes? So we may think we know how to pray. And I would say that if you give time for the Holy Spirit, you'll find out that there's more things to pray. He'll reveal to you how to pray. It even says in scripture that Romans chapter 8, verse 26, is likewise the Spirit also helps us. He's our helper and he helps us in our weaknesses. How many of you have been weak? Every hand should go up. We've all had weaknesses. We've all had weak moments. We've all felt flat on our face. And so it says, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, as we should. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. I'm thankful to the Lord Jesus that he intercedes for us daily. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit that he goes to the Father on our behalf daily. I want to tell him, Lord, you don't have to. You already did it on the cross. But because of his love, he does it. And because he knows we're all messed up in our weaknesses and we need it, so he goes to the Father. Make intercession for the saints. I just want to encourage you with this word that we understand that the Holy Spirit has an agenda. And we have to make sure that we align ourselves to allow him to lead. You and I can keep him from leading. You want the Holy Spirit in your house? You want the Spirit of God to move in your home? Then allow the Holy, open your door, your front door. Matter of fact, open your back door like in that movie War Room. Open your back door, kick the devil out, open the front door and say, Holy Spirit, you are welcomed in this place. God, move in this place. That in the middle of the night when I hear something, I'm not worried because God, Holy Spirit, get them. Holy Spirit, get them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray. I encourage you to do this. Pray over the four corners of your property. God, I pray heavenly angels, the four corners of my property, that your presence resides here. It is so true that we can refuse him to lead. But man, if we would really realize what the Holy Spirit's agenda is, man, we would allow him to lead every day, morning, noon, and night. Let's pray. Father, we come to you and we thank you. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, who guides us into truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that from this teaching, Lord, that we would be even more cautious, more attentive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. The revival of God in each and every single person's life comes through the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit reveals to each of us our great need of more of God. Our great need, less of us, more of you. Father, we pray, let revival begin. Let revival flow through each and every single one of us. It has to begin in us, Lord, before we can expect it to just flow out of this church, to flow out of this body of believers. It has to happen in each individual. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Let our prayer be, Holy Spirit, keep guiding me, keep helping me to allow you to lead. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.